Hello, folks, and welcome to the Knick Knack Podcast, Season 14, Episode 1, An Assortment of Thoughts. I'm going to be marking the 14th anniversary of the podcast and kind of processing an assortment of thoughts that's been bouncing around my head. I should have podcasted already for my mental health, but I haven't done it yet, so here we are. So grab your favorite beverage, grab your favorite tobacco product, if you so indulge, and we'll get started. So, 14 years of podcasting. I count that as an accomplishment, certainly. Relatively consistently averaging once a month and averaging about 150 to 200 downloads per episode, something like that. So, that is some degree of success at something. Right now, for my mental well-being, I need to know that I have some degree of success at doing something, because I am kind of in this nowhere land. Going back a couple months to when I, you know, gave up on my most recent job in mental health and decided that it was time to take stock and try and figure out something else to do. I made that decision, in case you missed it, for a couple of reasons. The main reason was I couldn't filter out the problems that I had and the weight of my life and the weight of others' lives and the weight of the problems they had that they were sharing with me. So I couldn't filter that out. And that sucks, because I felt like, you know, had it not been for my inability to filter out other people's problems from my problems, I was doing pretty good at that job, I felt. Couple that poor filtration with losing two friends at the same time, and you had a mental health issue crop up, moderate crisis, I'd say. I had also been inconsistent with medication, so that didn't help. So, that was the place I found myself in, about 2.5 months ago. In the intervening 2.5 months, I took the first couple weeks, to try and, you know, recover from the crash, stabilize myself again. And then right about the time as I was stabilizing and starting to go, okay, I've got my shit kind of together, what's going to be next? The COVID-19 crisis hit, and it was quarantine time, and I am proud to say that I've been quarantined at about 95% for the past 2 months. The 5% of non-quarantining would be trips to the store, and then one Mother's Day gathering that was less than 10 people, and I think that meets the standards of quarantine, even though if you think about it, it was, you know, it's not a good idea to do a gathering, but that was what it was. Did my family thing, and, was what it was. So, it's funny because quarantining or staying at home, really staying at home, is not that much of a stretch for me. I stay at home probably 90 to 95% of the time. My outings are limited, you know, once every 2 weeks, generally speaking, under normal conditions, normal ideal conditions. Once every 2 weeks, maybe I'll go out and see a friend. And then, you know, once a month, go to my local Democratic Socialists of America chapter meeting, and then go to any appointments I might have, and that's generally about it for trips to the pharmacy and trips to the store. But that's generally about it for my life. And so in a real, you know, other than the visits, you know, not being able to visit with friends or not being able to visit my family, which is stuff that I do relatively rarely, it hasn't been that much of a change. But it's been a psychological change because it feels like, you know, you no longer have the choice of doing those things. And the feeling of being deprived of the choice is something that is psychologically significant. You can't underestimate the stigma or trauma. Trauma seems like a little bit too strong of a word, but you can't underestimate the importance of not feeling like you have a choice. And now, of course, we're in the process of reopening. I feel it's too soon. Medical experts seem to generally have consensus that it's too soon. Everybody's doing it anyway, and I've seen pictures of downtown Chico. People crowded outside a restaurant, in line. So it's just like, oh Jesus, we're doomed. So, you know, long term, I think we're gonna continue to have multiple waves of this thing. I think even, you know, even if we get a vaccine in the U.S. anyway, not everybody's going to be able to afford the vaccine, and we're going to continue to have problems. And the biggest takeaway of all this for me is the fact that, you know, we've had an earth-shattering event, global earth-shattering event, and in the U.S. in particular. I can't speak for the rest of the world because I'm not in the rest of the world or traveling it. But in the U.S., it's not going to change day-to-day life. In fact, the powers that be are doing whatever they can to minimize any changes to day-to-day life. And I have been, you know, being on disability, you know, being able to, you know, it was lean for a couple months, not regular benefit amounts. But that's changing next month. But being able to go back on disability, that's a privilege, and I'm thankful for it. And of course, I also feel guilty, and I feel some shame around that. Particularly as, you know, the 14th anniversary of the podcast rolls around, I can't help but think to myself, gee, you know, 14 years ago when you started this podcast, you were looking for an internship, you were at the end of the college, it was before the 2008 recession, it was 2006, I think, summer of 2006 or late spring of 2006, and, you know, it was before the recession, and, you know, I still had the expectation and the hope that I would get done with college and I'd be, you know, a $50,000 a year job would essentially be waiting for me. Obviously, that didn't happen. The reasons that it didn't happen are long and varied. Suffice it to say, if you really want the details of why that didn't happen, well, then every podcast episode is available for you to consume. And hats off to you if you consume all of them. But it comes down to, so far, I haven't, had the stamina, really, is what it comes down to, stamina or social skills to really maintain a job, at a normal level. And I'm, you know, I find that depressing. And it hasn't mattered what I have done. My initial opportunity to do a game development job didn't pan out. But I did try a beta testing extended interview for a couple days. That didn't work out. What else have I tried? I tried, community radio. Ultimately, that didn't work out. I wasn't keeping up with the required amount of work and really didn't have the stamina to do a show even once a week, let alone any at any greater rate of frequency. So I've had various customer service jobs over the years, from technical support to Walmart, and I haven't been able to handle the people. People are very difficult, people are very mean, and I haven't been able to handle that. And in the most recent job, with my interest in mental health, which I still kind of have a back burner interest in, I wish I could, you know, kind of collect my shit and figure out how to go back to school and get an MFT, but, with that very clear recent evidence of not being able to filter between my problems and the problems that clients bring to me, with that being a significant factor, it's like, well, maybe I should go back to the drawing board and figure out a new idea. So, I mean, it's been a very long 14 years. It's been a long, very frustrating 14 years of trying to figure out what I can do well. And, not only what I can do well, but what I can do well and make money at. And, you know, from a survival end, at this point it would be good if I could find something that I could do well enough and tolerate well enough. I think that's the key. Having gone through three cycles of new normal at this point. The first new normal being 9/11, the second new normal being post-2008 recession, and the third new normal now being pandemic 2020. So this being my third new normal, I think the best I can hope for occupationally is finding something that I'm good enough at that I can tolerate relatively well. Like, that's the dream at this point. It's like, so much for the American dream. That's just, my dream is to be able to find something that I can tolerate and do well enough at. For the life of me, I'm scratching my head here. I'm trying to think, in between flights and even during flights on the simulator, what can I possibly do? With all this computer work and computer stuff going on, my mind did drift back to technical support and that sort of thing. The reality there, though, is, I suck with screwdrivers, so hardware is very difficult and takes me a long time to work on, so that's factor number one. And factor number two goes back to the element of dealing with the public is difficult. I should be in a position that requires minimal interfacing with the public, I think is what that boils down to. So, you know, I'm trying to kind of brainstorm, trying to think of something that, you know, fits in with my current skill set and, meets the other requirements of, you know, something that I'll be able to sustain, and something that I can do well enough at. And I haven't come up with anything yet. And admittedly, I did something stupid the other day. Just before I went to bed, I did some light searching on the internet for jobs, and I got really depressed, and then went to bed, and then had nightmares about looking for jobs. So, lesson learned there, don't casually or seriously look for jobs before going to bed. I think that's the lesson there. But at any rate, I can't help but feel, even though podcasting relatively consistently for 14 years is an accomplishment, that's overshadowed by my inability to really do much in the workforce. And we have the political backdrop going on right now, which is, no matter who ends up winning the 2020 election in the U.S., the 2020 presidential election, I would predict the results would be the same. Minimal social safety nets, and probably tearing down further of the social safety net, which leaves me very vulnerable because I rely on the social safety net. And yes, that's egotistical of me to only be concerned about myself, but that social safety net goes away, I'm in serious trouble. And I'm trying to think proactively in that regard. There's two factors at play here. I'm trying to think proactively, I have some sort of alternative if the social safety net goes away, or hopefully something to do while the social safety net goes away. Because the other component of this is, especially after 2 months of quarantine, which, strains the situation I was already in, I'm bored. I'm bored out of my mind, and I need something mentally engaging to do, and I can't think of what that something might be. I'm trying to think of something. It looks like going forward, my next therapy appointment is going to be over the phone. The therapy appointment after that is probably going to be in person. My appointment with my psychiatrist in June, they're saying is likely to be in person. So we'll see what comes of that. We'll see what the next step is. But I'm desperate for... I'm desperate to move on to the next thing. And I think my desperation, my pattern is I either move something forward on something with great intensity, and in the great intensity of moving forward on something, I lose sight of the details that I should be paying attention to on moving forward with that something. Or I freeze up and don't do anything. More often I freeze up and don't do anything. So I'm trying to not freeze up and I'm trying to keep going. And doing this podcast is an important part of not freezing up and trying to keep going. So in that regard, good for me for recording a podcast and good for me for doing the podcast for 14 years. Now, in case you're curious, I thought I'd take just a couple minutes here because I went on about it in great detail on my latest Flight Sim podcast, FS Ride Along. Google search for FS Ride Along if you want to listen to the Flight Sim podcast. With the computer, I've got things going on my laptop. I'm pushing the laptop to its limits, but so far it's been able to sustain my flight sim activities. My major concern is the power cord is almost dead. I'm a great abuser of power cords. So the power cord is almost dead, and I need a new one. Don't get paid for 13 more days, plus any amount of time it would take to ship the replacement power cord. I'm hoping the power cord can hang in there until then. If not, then I just have my cell phone to rely on. And that could be bad. So, the laptop's hanging in there for now. I've kind of mapped out my budget, and I have made some decisions, and eliminated, the payment of some bills. There's going to be consequences to that, but I've made decisions and eliminated the payment of some bills, to give myself some wiggle room, and in previous months to, allow myself just to meet the basic necessities. Going forward, it's more to give me wiggle room than anything else, to be honest. But at any rate, having made that decision, I have an uncommitted fund somewhere in the neighborhood of, let's say $200, more or less, of funds that don't have to be spent on anything specifically. And, you know, that's, you know, spending $109 for food, that's spending $85 for the internet, that's spending $15 a month for phone, I've got $100 available a month to pay power, and $14 a month to play the podcast, and, there's some set aside for streaming services, as well as, very importantly, my data backup, with Google Drive for $10 a month. So, I think those are most of my bills laid out, for you right there on the table. So with all those bills, and rent, of course. After all those bills are paid, I've got about $200 extra, which is a decent amount of money. And the question is, what do I do with that money? What can I do with that money that would increase my comfort level / increase my effectiveness, level at surviving? I guess is what the question is. And, you know, the default decision that I made without even thinking about it, was to build a new computer. Because, the computer I currently have, has been having problems. I've been able to get it into the fancier case, which required first putting it in a cheapo case, then, getting that working successfully, which I did, then getting it out of the cheapo case once I figured out how to put it in the more expensive case. So getting it out of the cheapo case into the expensive case, which I've now done, and it turns on with one hard drive, and it is limitedly functional. It doesn't have a video card in it. So, the next step, in getting the computer back into basically functional state again, I determined after thinking about it and, you know, trying to figure it out, and the next step I'm going to take is to replace the power supply. And unfortunately, power supplies are really hard to find right now due to COVID, and I'm sure tariffs on China, so that's difficult. But my plan, come the first of the month, at minimum, is to, A, make sure I get a replacement power cable for the laptop, because take away that and we've got serious problems. Or don't buy that and we've got serious problems. So that's something that I'm going to make sure I'm going to get come the first of the month. And then the second thing I'm going to get come the first of the month is a replacement power supply. And I'm leaning towards getting a small 240 gig solid state drive for like $35 to give me a boot drive so I can, you know, have a boot drive and a larger hard drive, a larger solid-state drive on the computer. And then I have a choice, assuming that gets the computer back to functionality, and assuming I can get the video card installed, either the 1050 Ti or the 1660 Ti, which is a new video card I bought that, because of lacking the power cable, I haven't been able to connect and test yet. So, you know, one way or the or another, assuming I put the computer back together come mid-June and everything works, I have a choice. I can try and keep the computer and keep it running for a little bit longer, which, if I can get the 1660 Ti working, is probably what I'm going to do. If I can't get the 1660 Ti working, on the other hand, I think that's going to be the deciding factor, now that I think about it. If I can't get that working, then the go-to move will be probably to try and sell the computer, I think. Because the reality is, actually, 1660 notwithstanding, the reality is I can survive without a desktop. I could probably, in a pinch, even survive without a laptop, just with a smartphone. But I don't want to. You know, it's a comfort. It's a luxury that I enjoy having, not only a laptop as a backup computer, but then having a main desktop that can do Flight Sim, as well as, to some extent, The Sims and Civilization, you know, all that other stuff. But, you know, no denying that's a luxury. And I think I need to think before I commit myself to doing that. But, you know, my thinking, you know, assuming I decide that the computer is worth it, my thinking is that I want to try and figure out how to save some money and get a new motherboard and a processor, either AMD 3600X is what I'm leaning towards, or a Intel i5 9600, I think, is what I'm... So it's either the Intel i5 9600 or the AMD 3600X. It's between those two. I haven't made up my mind yet. But in either case, you know, I'm not sure whether, A, whether I should build a another computer or not. And then, you know, B, I'm not even sure if I can sell my my computer, assuming I can get it working. So, you know, computer-wise, I don't know what the answer is. I'm at this point, I'm just hoping the laptop hangs in there. So, I don't know, that's the update on that. I tried to keep the update on that within 5 minutes' time. So, the last thing I want to make note of, you know, governments are electing to open things up again. I think that's a bad idea. I would say to you, I would plea to you, if you can stay home, please do. If you do go out, please wear a mask. Please take sensible precaution. Keep social distance. And I want to acknowledge that it's a privilege. You have to have some privilege to be able to choose to stay home. And I acknowledge my privilege, and I'm grateful for my privilege. I feel for those that have to, leave the house, to ensure their survival and to ensure the survival of others. Within a special, you know, I'm very thankful for those that are in the service industry, that are keeping things going. You deserve more just compensation for your work. And I'm very thankful to those in the healthcare industry that are so vital to the world right now that also deserve just compensation for the work that they're not getting. And I will also add this. I feel some extra guilt and shame. I spend a lot of time, you know, in the kind of anti-capitalist mentality. And yet, when I, you know, even in my privileged poverty status, I spend a lot of money on Amazon. I contribute significantly to capitalism, and I have a lot of shame in that. I don't know how to fix that. There you go. That's the assortment of thoughts that's been running through my brain. Make of it what you will. I'll add one last thing. I would directly solicit donations. But honestly, you're not allowed to accept gifts if you're on Social Security disability. So, I'm not gonna do that. I'm just gonna say thank you so much for listening, now and through all the years. I hope you've enjoyed, the podcast. I'll continue to put it out at least on a monthly basis at minimum. Don't know the fate of the website yet. That's another factor that I have to think about. But I think that wraps it up. Till next time, stay safe, stay healthy. Happy railroading, happy landings. Bye.